Continuing with the Dhammanupassana Satipatthana, and this begins with the hindrances, and in the Majjhima Nikaya, in the Satipatthana Sutta, there's the hindrances, five khandhas, six sense bases, seven factors of enlightenment, four noble truths. And the next few readings that I'll give there's an interplay between the hindrances and the seven factors of enlightenment. Which is a useful aspect to be considering in terms of practice, that it's not just a matter of looking at all the things that are wrong with the mind, but looking at what are the things that are also there that can be encouraged and supported, which lead to awakening. It's necessary to understand the hindrances. It's necessary to have a very clear recognition of the danger of allowing the hindrances to overwhelm the mind. But it's also necessary to not forget those aspects that brighten and enliven the mind, so that these suttas are suttas that are they're kind of intertwined, hindrances and the bojangas. And it's also interesting that in the Chinese agamas, the Satipatthana Sutta in the middle length agamas from the Chinese tradition, then that Satipatthana discourse has the that when the Dhammanupassana has two things of the hindrances, and five hindrances, seven factors of enlightenment. Many of the discourses in the agamas are very, very, very early. As a kind of a backup or a support for that being quite old, didn't they? In the Pali, Vibhanga, the Abhidham, the one of the very early Abhidhamma texts, when the Satipatthana is talked about, then the Dhammanupassana is five hindrances and seven factors of enlightenment. So it's it could be that was the fairly original basis of the Dhammanupassana, and then as time went on, then there was the felt the need to add the other elements, which are still very useful, necessary aspects of investigation. But seeing how those two are seen to be linked, hindrances and the seven factors of enlightenment, that they are kind of intertwined and kind of work together, so that, and I think in particularly in practice, not just spending all the time looking at the hindrances, but also paying attention to those factors of enlightenment, the aspects of beginning with, of course, the first one is sati, then dhammavicaya. I mentioned it the other day, talked about that, dhammavicaya, investigation of dhamma, virya, effort, piety, joy, paccity, tranquility, samadhi, firm establishing of the mind, and equanimity, and kind of stability, steadiness, evenness of mind.